Hello, everyone. How are you all doing? It's another week of Hour of Healing, where we're here to discuss a thought-provoking topic. I hope you are ready and excited. I'm here with Dr. Joe. As usual, I am your host, Candace. And today's topic, you will not believe it. But before we get into it, just help me welcome Dr. Joe. Dr. Joe, welcome back again.
Thank you very much, Sister Candace.
You're welcome. How was your week?
Our week has been busy, intense, but today I am a sent one. So certainly pressing issues to discuss.
That's good. And we can't wait. I hope you all can wait with me. So be ready. Have your pens and paper as usual. Be ready to learn. Take notes so that you can bless somebody with it later. All right. So today's topic is going to be titled Leakages, right? This is not your sink leaks, all right? this is nothing to do with your bathroom leaks, whatever leaks that's happening in your car. Only God knows, right? As usual. So we want to bring Dr. Joe in so he can give us the background on leakages. Where did this topic come from? How did it come about? What is the intention behind it, you know? And one of the things I like about Hour of Healing is that, you know, there are words, right? There are some statements, but what is the motive behind you saying what you are saying? Are you saying it like how society say it? You know, but here we define it so that you can get into our mind to know where we are going with our conversation. So Dr. Joe is coming in to give us the background. Stay tuned and be ready.
All right. Thank you so much once again, Sister Candace. And thank you, audience, for joining us today. You know, there has been many anecdotes and there has been many symbols used for humanity in an attempt to describe the essence of humanity. And one that I personally am very drawn to and I'm very particular about is vessels, that human beings are vessels. Because believe it or not, when you go to the cadaver lab and you open up a body that no longer has life, you will see every single organ that makes up a human being in that cadaver, in that dead person. But they don't have life. That goes on to tell you that the totality of any man is far more than the sum of the parts that makes the man. And so when we refer to human beings as vessels, as containers, we are not just talking about the sum of the parts that are contained in the human body. We are talking about something more. Because like I said, a cadaver still has all the parts, but yet they don't have life, which means there is something in humanity that makes us human. Mm-hmm. And that is just not the sum of our parts. I take time to explain this because if you understand this, then as a container, it presupposes that by design, there is a propensity, there is an opportunity for us to leak. That if you contain things, no matter what it is, take your barrel or your faucet that you were talking about, as far as it's a container, as far as anything can be termed a vessel that contains things, it can leak. And so what we are talking about today, you will find that there are things within us that because it's things that we contain, mm-hmm. it has the propensity to leak out of us. By the grace of God, I will help our audience understand today that many are struggling in life this moment, not because they don't have what it takes to succeed, mm-hmm. but rather they have not taken the time to seal leakages. Leakages can be deadly. I will define it for you when we get into the cusp of our conversation. But leakages can be deadly. Leakages can be costly. And so what we are getting at today is the things that prevent you and I from living to our potential. The things that are part of our humanity that will be able to derail any success or effort that you and I make. I said to you in the when you were welcoming me that I am a sent one today because, Mr. Kendis, a few times the discussions we have on this platform come to me directly by the Spirit. And this is one of them. Mm-hmm. So I want our audience to gear up. We make notes. You should make notes because it will help you. It will help a loved one and hopefully help our community. So that is the background to what we are discussing today, Sister Candice.
That's very powerful. And it's actually making me anticipate what we are actually going to talk about today. I feel like it's something that is really needed in our time. I don't know exactly where we are going at, but already I have a feel of it being part of something that will help us, that will be beneficial for our walk with one another, like to grow, to progress, you know. So I'm excited. So let's just dive right into it.
Absolutely.
And so, Dr. Joe, if you can help us really break it down, like to get into the little parts of that word, what it actually means, that would really be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely, Sister Candice. And I will give the dictionary definition of leakages, and then I will give my definition of leakages, and then we will take it from there. So audience, get your pen and paper ready. Our discussion starts now. So by the dictionary definition, the Oxford language or the Oxford dictionary defines leakages as an accidental admission or escape of a fluid or gas through a hole or a crack. It also goes on to define leakages as a gradual escape of an electrical charge, talking about physics and engineering and things like that, that there is a gradual escape. And with this in mind, I would define leakages for you. This is how I define leakages, that leakages are anything in life that prevents you from being full or at capacity, or prevents you from staying at your maximum. So anything in your life that prevents you from obtaining capacity or staying at capacity is leakages. And so with that in mind, there are a few things, Sister Candice, that we can think about or we can deduce right away, that one, leakage does not mean that there is a break per se. Mm-hmm. So destruction is very different from leakages. Okay. A container bursting or being destroyed, mm-hmm, is not the same as that container leaking. Mm-hmm. The important thing is anything with leakage can still be used. Mm-hmm. And that is the part that gets people or that gets us, that anything in life that has a leak is still useful. But it does not mean that it gives efficiency. So you can use it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you are being efficient with it. When we talk about leakages, we're talking about things that erode. It starts with something that erodes. It erodes your conscience. It erodes your morality. It erodes your confidence. It erodes your beliefs. And then that erosion turns into tolerance. It becomes something that you begin to tolerate in your life. Mm-hmm. And then once tolerance sets in, then it gets to the place where it becomes acceptable. So acceptance comes in. I'm still defining leakages for you. Right. So it starts with an erosion, becomes something you tolerate, and then it leads to acceptance. Once you accept it, you begin to consider the possibility of that leakage being useful. And so it becomes permissible. It becomes something that you willingly permit. Yeah. Now, once any leakage becomes permissible in your life, my dear audience, you are in trouble. Why? Because that leads to the norm. It becomes attractive. Whenever we permit certain things in society, they become the norm. They become attractive. And so people begin to gravitate towards it. For you to be able to fix the problem of that norm, you have to go back to the erosion. And so that is how I would define leakages in totality for our audience.
Wow, that's very powerful, my God. And I love the part where you said something that leaks is still useful, because I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking that we can even, like how you said, it gets to a point where you accept. And I feel like I can see the connection, because if something is leaking and it's still useful, then it's easy for us to turn a blind eye to it, right? Yes. And so do we have types of leakages, or is just one thing, or it's like an umbrella where other things falls under it, Dr. Joe?
Yeah, thank you, Sister Candice. And if I am understanding your question correctly, you are asking about examples of leakages, things that leak in our life. Since we are not talking about leaky forces here or leaky ties, I don't know if our audience have had a leaky tie before, but you usually, when the temperature outside, for those of us in the Western world, you realize that you will wake up in the morning, you're perfectly fine tire that you put down or you park your car with. If you go sit in and it has a tire indication on it, because the temperature drop causes pressure to leak out of tires. So that's not what we are talking about today, but that is just some of the causes of leakage that we will get into. So there are many examples, and I will start with one that I think is very, very important, and that is we leak time. We leak moments. And leaking time can take various forms. Laziness is a means by which we leak time. Okay. That there are people, Sister Candice, who have no regard for time. Mm. You set an appointment with them at 10 o'clock, they will show up at 11. Mm. If you create something for them to be a part of, and instead of them investing time to make sure that what they are a part of grows, they will be very lackadaisical about it. They are very laissez-faire about it. They don't value time. Mm-hmm. And time, they say, waits for no man. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we leak a lot in life is time. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about leaking time is this, that you will keep telling yourself that you have time until it's too late.
It's too late.
Many people have postponed destiny-defining opportunities or moments because they thought they had time on their side. Mm. And if you are leaking time, it leads to you developing this mindset. And unfortunately, my dear audience, this mindset will cause you to lose out on the opportunities of your lifetime. Mm. I believe it was Leonard Ravenhill who said that the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized in the lifetime of that opportunity. Mm-hmm. We live in a world that are governed by times, that are governed by seasons. If you don't pay attention to time, if you leak your season or your time to plant, Sister Candice, there will come harvest time and you will have nothing to harvest. Mm-hmm. No matter what you are doing, it could be in business. If you leak time in business, by the time you're supposed to get that promotion to be elevated in your business, that you will not have anything to show for it. Mm-hmm. When we talked about, I believe it was who is sending for you. Mm-hmm. We talked about some of the things you need to do to make yourself ready for that promotion at business. Some of the things you need to do to make yourself ready for the next phase of ministry for the man of God. Sister Candice, is so crucial that we learn to seal the leakage of time, because the time that we lose today will never come back. Yes, there are moments or there are times that by the grace of God, there is what we call restoration, where we get speed to be able to make up time. But make no mistake about it, my dear audience, leaking time is costly. Mm-hmm. Leaking time will derail your destiny, will derail your purpose, and it will keep you poor in this life, irrespective of the resources that you have. If you don't have value or respect for time, if you don't conserve time, my dear audience, you will be stuck in life. And so that will be the first thing that I want to talk about, leaking time.
Wow. And I just wanted to ask, find out here, so does procrastination come into play when it comes to leaking time? Because I see that sometimes someone is not lazy, but they procrastinate. Is it still, can it be the same thing? Is it because, are they procrastinating because they are lazy, or they are two different things?
Two things can be true, Sister Candace, because not all procrastination is laziness, but all laziness has procrastination attached to it. And so I don't know if that kind of gives it a brief explanation for you, because you can procrastinate certain things not because you are lazy, but because you are busy with other things. Mm. But everyone who is lazy will procrastinate.
True, true.
But not all procrastinators are lazy.
And I know with time is a huge thing, right, in our society. So I just want us to digest it and really get to the bottom of it. So with time too, say for example, someone wants you to go to a party and then you don't go to that one and you rather stay home and maybe clean, right? So does prioritization come into play here? Does it mean I've lost time to spend with maybe a loved one who is having a maybe an outdoor or a baby shower or whatever. You get what I don't know if you understand where I'm driving at. Because someone can misinterpret what we are saying and make it seem as if everything that they are to do, they have to do it.
I thank you for that question. I want our audience to understand this and not to get this wrong. We are talking about destiny-defining moments. Leakages as far as our destiny actualization is concerned. Prioritizing your home chores versus going to a family gathering is, excuse me to say, very trivial. Because what is the value of that family gathering? Have you been at other family gatherings before? Will this one make a big difference with your presence or without your presence? So these are not destiny-defining moments. When we talk about destiny-defining moments, we're talking about the time where you have to show up to that job on time. The time where you have to be at that business meeting, the time where you have to be in that congregation, when your opportunity for the prophet to speak what will define your destiny comes. So these are destiny-defining moments. These are Kairos moments. We have Chronos moments, which is the chronology of time. Mm-hmm. That is from one day, day two, day three, day four. Those are chronological. Those are moments that in the wisdom of God are defined for us. And then we have Kairos moments. That is that once in a lifetime opportunity. Guess what? If you waste time in your present state, your lifetime opportunity will land ahead of you and you will miss it. If you don't value time, you will miss out on that opportunity, and that is what we are driving at. And so, yes, I get that audience may take it in that frame, but those are trivial things, if I should say. Those are not destiny-defining moments, and that's why I didn't really dwell on them.
Yes, and actuality, too, is just things that I believe can make or break your life, you know?
Correct.
Things that when you do, it adds value to where you are going.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And like what we mentioned before, cleaning your house versus family. I mean, the family will always be there, right? We will all agree. They will do another function, right? That's not going to not make you whether a doctor or not make you whether a pastor or not make you whether whoever God wants you to be, you know, your purpose in life. So like Dr. Joe said, destiny defining moments. The things that you know, if I miss this or if I miss this meeting with this person or this event, I don't know where I stand in my future, right?
Correct.
Yes. And so we have to keen to that, the timing of those things. We have to really pay attention to that. What is another example?
Yes, Sister Candace, the other one that I will bring up is leaking of words. Leaking of words. And this, to me, is very, very important for our day and age, because we live in an era or a time where people don't really care about the words that they speak. You know, there are people that, Sister Candace, with all due respect, no wholesome word comes out of their mouth. Mm. Every word that they speak regarding anyone is to bring them down. There are people whose words never build anything. It only tears down. And if you are in that situation, you are leaking words. Because the words that you speak are to bring up people, to edify people, to give people hope. Perfect. When you read the book of Isaiah, I believe chapter number 50, verse 4, is a quotation that my spiritual mentor sent me, and I hold it very dear to my heart. He says that as part of the things that God has made me as his servant, he has given me the tongue of wisdom, that I know the words to say to sustain the weary. There are words that sustains the weary. There are words that sustains the hopeless. There are words, Sister Candace, that builds up the faith of man. There are words that points people in the right direction. We live in a time where anyone, anywhere can stand up on any platform and use that platform to say words or put words that will only tear up people. Friends, if your words are not edifying, if it's not giving sustainability to your friends or to the worry, if it's not bringing hope, if your words only is negative, you are the one we are talking about. You are leaking words. And leaking words will not benefit you, because you will find that it will drive away helpers for your life. We've talked about relationships, and that I guess I should bring it in here, because the other thing that we leak a lot in our time, Sister Candace, is resources. Relationships being the most powerful resource that we leak. We leak relationships in so many dimensions, in so many ways. One of the ways we leak relationships is with jealousy. We leak relationships by competition, that we compete with everyone. We are jealous of everyone with substance and everyone with success. Sometimes when we are leaking relationships, we don't so much care about how people made it or how people became successful. We are only looking at their results and saying so many things, again, back to words, that we backbite. Our words, we use it to bring people down. And in bringing them down, we destroy that relationship that could have lifted us up. The other way, Sister Candace, that we leak relationships or we leak resources in the form of relationships is with offense. I think I told you last time that we have an epidemic of offense, according to a friend of mine. And so anything at all becomes something that we get offended to. You can be saying something that even does not have anything to do with someone, and they take offense. And in offense, you are leaking relationships. Why? Because that person that you are offended at, that person that you now hate because of that offense that you took from what they said, could have been somebody who could have connected you to a destiny helper somewhere or to somebody who would have helped you. And so we leak resources in the form of relationships. The other example that I want to give, and for the sake of time, maybe I will give maybe two more. The other thing that we leak is we leak ourselves, our identity. We leak our identity through low self-esteem. We leak our identity through lack of confidence. Low self-esteem and confidence is not the same thing, and I will explain in a minute. We leak our identity through self-hatred. Sister Candace, believe me when I tell you that there are people in this life that they think everybody hates them. Question for you: if you hate yourself, why should someone like you? Why should someone spend the energy and the time and the effort to like what you hate? So if everybody hates you, maybe you should take the time to sit back and ask yourself, do I love me enough? It's no crime, my dear Christian brother or sister, to love yourself.
After all, have you not read in your Bible, according to the Gospel of Matthew, he said that thou shalt love the Lord your God, for this is the greatest commandment. And then Jesus did not wait for anybody to ask him anything. He said, and the second is like the first one, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself, not as somebody else. So if you don't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor? And how can your neighbor love you? My dear Christian brother and sister, this is not an indictment on you not being on equally yoke with unbelievers. That's not what we are talking about. I am bringing this up, Sister Candice, because I've been in the church circle for a long time, and Christians can explain everything away. I kid you not. We can give you biblical references for everything.
Bible scriptures.
But the truth remains the truth. Jesus did not mince words when he said that the second commandment is like the first one, and that is you love your neighbor as yourself. The most important phrase there is as yourself. Why? Because you already have love for God, and so loving your neighbor is not a difficult thing. But if you don't love yourself, you cannot love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
After all, what would be the reference point of you loving your neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
And so we leak our identity, low self-esteem. Sister Candice, there are people who don't think that anything good can come out of their life. And they don't even believe it, and they will not accept it if something good should happen to them. And so if you don't think, first and foremost, that anything good can come out of your life, and you don't believe anything good that comes out of your life came out of your life, why should other people believe it? I am very big on this, because Sister Candice, the product we put out there for the world to see is what they will believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you put yourself out there as I hate myself, don't be surprised when everybody, including your family and your spouses, hate you. Do we have time for some more?
Yes, we do. The other one was lack of confidence. You said it was, yes, it's not the same as low self-esteem.
No.
If you can.
So, Sister Candice, the lack of confidence comes into play when you have the ability to do something good, I should say. But lack of confidence will prevent you from carrying through to do what you are well able to do. Why? Because you don't have the confidence in what God has put in you to be able to birth out anything proper, anything good, anything worth celebrating. There are people in life, Sister Candice, that when you meet them one-on-one, the level of talent that they have are more superior than people who are being celebrated today. But for them to go to that scouting practice, for them to be discovered, they will never do it. Why? Because they lack confidence.
This really helps, because I think many at times it's very easy for us to think people that have low self-esteem lack confidence. We combine them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But the way you are defining it is helping us see where the problem comes from.
Yes. Sister right? Candice.
Yes. With the low self-esteem, it's internal. I mean, they are both internal, but with the low self-esteem, it's like not believing you can even do anything at all.
Correct.
But with the lack of confidence, you know you can do something, but you don't have the confidence.
But you won't do it.
You want, or you don't have the confidence to do it.
You don't have the confidence. So are you going to do it? Right. You won't do it. And yes, we have so many people, Sister Candice, that are living a poor and mediocre life today, not because of lack of resources, not because of lack of talent, but because of lack of confidence. It could have been something as a result of something somebody said to them. I am not belittling the things when we talk about the causes of these leakages, we will talk about them. That you will find that our background can sometimes be the reason why we have leakages. Our culture, part of our background, can be the reason why we have leakages. But the truth of the matter is, these leakages exist And because we are able to function, again, remember, something that leaks is still useful. It's not destroyed. Mm-hmm. And because we still are useful, we are not fixing them. But believe you me, when a leakage is not fixed, in the long run, it becomes very costly.
You sabotage yourself.
Yes. Mm-mm. It's like the analogy of the tire that I was given.
Right.
You can drive around with a flat tire. But if you don't pump or fill that flat tire, one, you cannot go at top speed, so you will be late. And two, you are putting yourself in danger of having an accident because you are driving on a flat tire. Mm-hmm. But it's operable. You can drive on a flat tire.
Right. Right.
How many of us don't drive our cars for a week or a month with that tire sign on the dashboard? Some people will drive it to the next service, whether it's 6 months or 3 months. I've done it before, so believe me.
Wow, wow. Is there another example or?
And so for the sake of time, Sister Candace, I want to add one last one so that we will be able to move on to the next step. And the next one that I think we leak in our life is we leak our relationship with God. And this, in order of priority, has to be the first thing that is addressed when we talk about how we address these things. How do we leak our relationship with God? We leak our relationship with God, or we leak our connection with God when we become familiar with the things of God. And so the grace that he gives us no longer becomes something that is worth celebrating in our lives.
Wow.
The
wow.
accomplishments, the growing of the ministry no longer becomes something worth celebrating. The birth of a new child becomes something not worth celebrating anymore. We become so familiar with the things of God that we lose the awe of God. We become so familiar with the things of God that, Sister Candace, we can wake up and appear before God anyhow and not care about the king that we are going before. I've said this before on this platform, and I will say it again. Yes, God is a loving and a good father, 100% correct. At the same time, God is the King of Kings, who has to be revered, who has to be feared, who has to be honored. You cannot have one and leave the other. But we become so familiar with God in the sense that we no longer see the things that God does as things that are worth being grateful for. Mm. The other way we leak in our relationship with God is that we no longer think of it as important to spend time with him. And so you have pastors, and please forgive me for this, but I told you, Sister Candace, I am a sent one today. This is a message I was given. We have pastors, Sister Candace, who the only time they are reading anything about God is to prepare for a sermon.
Preach.
If they don't have to preach, they don't have any quiet time. If they don't have to speak at an occasion or in their church, we thank God that church has become so big that every day of the week you have something to do. But right. Dear pastor, that does not excuse your lack of devotion to God. We have pastors who do not pray. Sister Candace, I keep telling you that I love pastors. So I love it when I get messages that I can speak to them about, because I know some of them listen.
Right.
Ministry is growing. I'm not saying that fast and become like an anorexic person. Neither am I saying that don't take time to care for yourself. But we leak in our relationship with God when you get to a place where the things you were doing that brought you to where you are today are no longer things you do anymore. One of my spiritual fathers said that if the increase and the success and the riches came with you on your knees, let it meet you with you on your knees and let it continue to stay with you on your knees. You get up from your knees, they will go away. We have so many children of God, I should say, or Christians who have stopped doing the very things that brought increase to their lives. Leakages.
My God, my God. This was so powerful. I know you guys know I'm a little chatterbox, but today that box has shut.
Yeah, so Sister Candace, these are some of the examples of leakages that we have in our life that I believe is costing us, is costing our families, is costing our generation. Think about it this way, that when a faucet is leaking, yes, you will be able to do everything you want to do with that faucet. You can wash your dishes, you can bathe your children, you can wash your hands, you can do everything with that faucet. But it still does not ignore or negate the fact that your bill at the end of the month will be higher than it should have been. Mm. All because of the problem of leakages. And so leakages in all of these examples are things that needs to be addressed. They are things that needs to be solved. Mm-hmm. The problem is we are useful even in the presence of the leakages. Mm-hmm. And if I know anything about mankind, as long as something is useful, we are okay. But why substitute something good for the best when you could have the best?
Yes. And you know, this got me thinking that sometimes if we think about this leakage thing and not really giving attention to it, it can come off as we are being careless with certain things in our life, right? And I think that may be harsh for listeners to hear, like, you're telling me that I'm being careless about my life. But indirectly with the tire example, you know you have a flat tire, right? But you want to drive on it because you know you can still drive on it.
Yeah, that's, it's not too flat. It's not very flat yet.
Yeah, you know. And then we're not thinking ahead in life. We're not thinking ahead about things. And one example I want to give is parents, right? I'm not a parent, so pardon me if it comes off the wrong way, but you have mothers or fathers or parents who don't consider the future of their kids. They treat them in the now. They raise them in the now. It could be a good thing, but are you training your child in terms of who you think they can become? Right? Are you seeing ahead? Are we seeing ahead in our life? This generation, Gen Zs and millennials, right? I would say, do we think ahead? Or we thinking a now? Because I think thinking ahead is what will really prompt you to give attention to these leakages.
Yeah, you know, Sister Candace, I know we're trying to wrap up, and I will talk a bit more about this when we talk about the outcomes of leakages. But I will tell you that if a parent doesn't seal the leak they have in parenting, no matter what you do for your child to get on the right path, they will still veer off until you seal that leakage. But I will tell you more about it when we talk about the outcomes.
You know, Doctor, I have something to say, guys. He just said we'll talk more about it. So we'll talk more about it. All right. So we're going to leave you guys for this week. Again, this is Hour of Healing. We're here to, you know, shake your mindset, provoke you. I was on the phone with a friend of mine. And after we finished talking, he was like, this was a very productive conversation. Or this is good. And I'm like, what does it mean? Like when you get on the phone with someone, you've gotten on the phone with them, you're just talking, right? But he said it's a good conversation. It's a productive conversation when after you are done, your life changes.
Yes.
Or whilst you're talking to the person, your mindset is changing. Your perspective is changing.
Correct.
You're challenging your thinking, you know, things like that. So that's what Hour of Healing is for.
Yes.
To challenge your thinking, to shake things up culturally, you know, everything for your better.
Yes.
Right? For your own good, so that we can heal in our broken places. So I will hand it over back to Dr. Joe. I'll see you next week to hit it off with the causes and the outcomes of leakages. All right?
Wonderful.
So Dr.
Wonderful.
Joe, please take us off for today.
Yes, Sister Candace, thank you so much for hosting us today. And we've said much. And so by summary, I will reiterate part of the definition that I gave for leakages, that whenever there is a leakage, whatever thing or vessel that is leaking is still usable. But that does not mean that it is operating at an effective level. Remember, leakages in life, as far as your destiny actualization is concerned, always starts with an erosion. It comes very subtle, things that you can easily ignore. That is how leakages start. But once they start, they lead to the point or the place of tolerance. When tolerance sets in, then acceptance comes in play. But friends, as I said in the beginning, if you find yourself as a person, as a family, as a community, as a people, accepting a leakage, no matter what it is, you are in trouble. Because your mind automatically will get to the point where it starts thinking about the possible usefulness of that leakage. And so if it's an identity issue, your mind will start looking for ways that that leakage of identity will become a useful thing. If it is an issue of laziness, your mind will begin to find a place where that procrastination can become useful. And once that sets in, you get to the place of permitting it to exist, which leads to it becoming the norm. And anything that becomes the norm in our hip generation will become attractive. Because boy, oh boy, we know how to make ugly things look good and become the trend. The fact that something that is a deficiency, my dear audience, in your life looks good and is trending does not mean that it is still good. A deficiency is a deficiency. And so I remind you that the things that are meant for your effectiveness will never and ever tolerate compromise. Irrespective of how great your success is, if you are tolerating anything that is a leakage in your life, if you are making any negative compromises, they are leakages and they have to be addressed, because leakages is anything that will prevent you from either being at your optimum best or maintaining that level of excellence that you've already worked for. God bless you so much for joining us this week. We will join you same time next week on Hour of Healing as we bring you, hopefully, the concluding part of this. But if we are not able to do it in two sections, don't worry. We are generous. We will do it in three for you, just so you can have it. God bless you, and we will see you same time next week. Bye-bye.